From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is urging Congress to complete action on the tax cut compromise he worked out with congressional Republicans.
It'll help lift up middle-class families who will no longer need to worry about a New Year's Day tax hike. It will offer emergency relief to help tide folks over until they find another job.
The president speaking before a meeting with corporate executives today. The Senate will vote on the tax cut package in a couple of hours. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is warning House Democrats not to tamper with the plan.
This agreement is not subject to being reopened. In other words, we have an understanding. I think the Senate is going to pass this measure.
Democrats in the House, though, want to make some changes, for instance, to boost taxes on large estates. But even opponents of the package are conceding it's likely to pass as is. Consumer prices have barely budged, rising just 0.1% last month. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, the so-called core rate of inflation was also up just 0.1%. Federal Reserve policymakers have this week reiterated their concerns that, in their words, underlying inflation is somewhat low. The Fed is trying to push down longer-term interest rates to spur more borrowing and spending to boost the U.S. economy and stave off deflation. The sound of police in Athens firing stun grenades and tear gas today at protesters who began hurling gasoline bombs at them, part of a march by tens of thousands of people to protest the latest austerity moves by the Greek government. Those moves are a requirement for the emergency loans to Greece by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. South Korea has staged its largest evacuation and civil defense drill ever, with students being hustled into subway stations and people stopping their cars and donning gas masks. Dwali Sakautau reports the drill is an effort to prepare South Koreans for possible attacks from North Korea.
Different from past mock war drills, this time pedestrians were asked to go to shelters such as subways or underground parking lots. Max Kim with the National Emergency Management Agency.
When the war really strikes, it's a very big thing. So even if the chance is less than 0.1%, we are better prepared well for such possibilities.
The drills took place less than a month after North Korea's shelling of a South Korean territory. Pyongyang claims it fired at Yongpyeong Island in response to South Korea's Navy holding firing drills in what the North says is its territorial waters. For NPR News, I'm Doahli Saikautau in Seoul.
More bitterly cold weather in the eastern half of the nation today. The frigid weather pushing down from Canada. Lloyd McDougall of Ontario said it's severe there.
Actually, I've lived here for 35 years and I've never seen it like this. There's no sense in going anywhere. Stay put.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 37 points. The Nasdaq is up 14. This is NPR News from Washington. A European human rights group says the Western-backed Kosovo Liberation Army ran an organ trafficking ring after the Balkan conflict ended in 1999. Eleanor Beardsley reports Serbs have made similar allegations for years.
The report by the Strasbourg, France-based Council of Europe gives credence to what were once thought to be absurd Balkan rumors by many in the West. A Council of Europe team of investigators visited Kosovo and Albania in 2009. Their report says that civilians detained by the Kosovo Liberation Army, or KLA, were shot in northern Albania so their kidneys could be extracted and sold on the black market in the lucrative organ trade. The Council of Europe's two-year investigation also suggests that Kosovo's current prime minister, Hashim Thaçi, who is strongly backed by the U.S., was once the boss of the criminal underworld behind the alleged grisly trade. The Kosovo government has dismissed the report and called it slanderous. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Tufts University in Massachusetts is trying a new approach to easing the stress of anxious students studying for final exams. The school is bringing in therapy dogs into residence halls so students can relax a little and play with them. And Tufts official Carrie Ale says it's working.
It's been a huge success so far, and everybody's having a great time. And you can just tell when the students come into the room and know that there are dogs, their whole face lights up.
Freshman Chloe Wong says she really needs the break from studying.
I hope these puppies make me happy and, you know, give me a nice break between studying.
Oberlin College in Ohio is also using therapy dogs. Oberlin's also scheduling 5-minute dance breaks in the library during exam time. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for